Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech Media is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by Large Software. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com right now and enter our code POD2 to get your special bundled offer. Your source for everything happening in media tech, this is BagelTech Media, episode number 24 for December 1st, 2010, Microsoft TV. Hello, welcome to another installment of BagelTech Media. I'm your host, Kyle Swiger. I hope everybody had a fantastic vacation, a wonderful Thanksgiving to all of our U.S. listeners. I hope everything went well for you. I hope you found some good deals also on Black Friday. We're actually hearing that it was pretty good turnout actually for Black Friday, so that's good. Maybe the economy is headed in the right direction. God, we can only hope. Christmas is coming now. As you can clearly see here at the BagelTech Media Studios, we've got the tree up. Yes, we are feeling festive. Hopefully you're feeling festive too. What are we? How many days we got left till Christmas? 25 days till Christmas. It's unbelievable. Do not know where the year has went, but it's been a fun one, and it's been really, really great to be part of the BagelTech Network. And speaking of the BagelTech Network, you can get a hold of all of our shows, from media to news to Android news to Rage news. It's all on the BagelTech Media Network. You can check it out now by heading over to BagelTechNews.com. That is the network website. And you can find all the shows over there. Of course, you can find us at BagelTechMedia.com. Now, I have to say that there hasn't been a whole lot of news that's been going on since the Thanksgiving holiday, but there has been a little few, and we've dug up just a little bit of few. So let's get into that right now. All right, we come off a holiday, and guess what? I've got more bad news for Google TV. I cannot say that I'm not completely shocked by reading this story, but apparently the struggling now, Google TV device is having a major price drop. And we're seeing this across the U.S. You're seeing it stores at Best Buy right now, seeing up to $100 discounts, $100 on the Google TV. And this thing was just, what, 2 months ago that we seen the first Google TV come out? You know, we're still seeing the Logitech version right now, we're still seeing it at about $299. Now, there's a lot of factors for this. I think, first off, the price is a little bit too high. I mean, first and foremost, you got Apple TV out there right now. I almost said Yahoo. That's really bad of me. Apple TV out there right now, $99, and it's pretty simple to use. You know, you just plug it in, you put it on the network, you know, with all the 4.2 update right now, you got the AirPlay. So everything's working pretty seamlessly with all your Apple things, at least, through Apple TV. Another one that's been out right now, which is Boxy, which I've been kind of happy about, but we're also seeing some troubles there, should I say, on that front with content providers yet again. There's so many out on the market right now, it gets to be confusing. But when you've got a $99 Apple TV versus a $300 Google TV, it's not going to bear good for the consumer. On top of that, we've got Google TV, literally no TV, unless you're a Dish Network subscriber in the U.S. I think that's our main problem with this thing, is that it seems that we were promised a world with it, somewhat. I know Google fans out there will probably, you know, say differently of me on that, but we were promised kind of the world in a way. Your whole world, the whole internet on your TV, you know, and your TV content through the internet and integrate and all that. We thought, ooh, this is going to be so good. I was excited about it too, until we start seeing content providers go, nope, can't have our stuff. You can have clips of our stuff, but you can't have our stuff. So, I don't know. I mean, right now, I wouldn't recommend getting a Google TV. They haven't ironed all the kinks out of the software either. But, you know, that's fixable, firmware updates. But more importantly, it's the content on these things. It's just disappearing. And once again, I'll make my call out to Google. Google, get it together. We're losing a lot of trust in you, particularly with the Google TV product. Moving on, speaking of TV, something that's very, very interesting, and just so you know, just if you're wondering why I keep looking at my monitor over here, you know, normally I look here in front of me, right here. I had a monitor die over the Thanksgiving holiday, so that's being repaired. Hopefully it'll be back by the end of the week. So I'm having to look over here. I'm down to one monitor, so sorry if you guys are saying, well, why do you keep looking there? Anyways, on now with what I was talking about, Microsoft seems to be wanting to get into the TV business somewhat, or at least TV content, with the Xbox 360. Now, first off, this is not surprising to me. You've got PS3 just so much. I mean, Vudu is on there. You got Netflix. You've got Hulu. Hulu Plus on the PC 3. 360 is getting a bit left behind, shall we say. And by what we're seeing, now this is just reported by Reuters. This is just coming out, shall we say. We don't know the full details behind this. But what we are seeing or hearing in any ways is like a cable-like online subscription through your Xbox 360. Now, this sounds very, very intriguing. First and foremost, it's different than what we're seeing coming to the PS3. This is like a IPTV, in other words. And IPTV really hasn't taken off tremendously. There's a few places, big cities in the U.S. that offer it. There's also some places in my neck of the woods, like in Hong Kong, that offer IPTV. We don't have anything like that here in the Philippines. We have digital TV, but not IPTV. And so that, to me, that's how I'm seeing this, is we're going to see a cable-like subscription thing coming from Microsoft. I don't know how that strikes you. I mean, I love the Xbox 360. Love my Xbox 360. I mean, you know, I play way too much football on it. But another thing which has been great since day one about the things is they are great media content aggregators, shall we say, a great set-top box. All of our gaming consoles really have been, and we're only seeing it now starting to come out to the forefront with all these set-top boxes that are on the market right now. Our gaming consoles are actually the first set-top box, you know, to have on-demand content, to have streaming content. And it's a shame that they're playing catch-up right now, but they are doing it, and they're actually probably doing it a lot better than a lot of these set-top boxes are out there right now. So this looks very interesting. I'm not sure about the whole Microsoft bit behind it. Of course, you know, I wasn't sure about Microsoft at the beginning with the gaming console with Xbox, but they've really came through, especially with the 360. So I guess, hopefully, here's hoping for good things. It does sound interesting. Hopefully, we'll know more probably in the upcoming new year. Our last bit of piece of media tech news is actually from Sony. Their PSP is to actually gain unlimited music via cloud. And they're kind of beating, shall we say, Apple to the punch here. We've been waiting for iTunes cloud service for how long now? And PSP is kind of doing it with the PSP Go, actually. There was actually an update, which is version 6.35, that's bringing along Music Unlimited, is what they're calling it. And it's going to be cloud-based streaming music. Now, there's no launch date for the actual service. We're only seeing it actually within the update. Now, the service hasn't gone live yet, but they haven't announced the launch date yet, but we are seeing some internet buzz, actually, that people are seeing some icons and certain things within this firmware update that's indicating that this thing, probably will be coming soon. I was going to say will be, but probably will be coming soon. I think it's more in preparation for this PlayStation phone we've been hearing so much about and actually seeing, you know, Engadget's had a prototype we've seen over there, as well as like Tech Radar out of the UK. We've seen about the PSP phone, the PlayStation phone. I think that's where we're going to be seeing this heavily. And I firmly believe it could be a viable competitor to the iPhone. I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of PlayStation Portable fans out there. And to have the thing on a phone and be able to have that same experience, plus from what we're hearing in an Android device, it could be really the best of both worlds. And Apple could actually be shaking in their boots when this thing actually comes out. But anyways, unlimited music coming to the PSP, we're hearing very, very soon. All right, time now for our Gadgets and Gizmos segment here on Bagel Tech Media. And we got one gadget actually today. I think they're not making any gadgets right now because they've all been made, so they're hoping you'll buy them for Christmas. But this is one that came out that may or may not be in your Christmas budget, but it's called the TSX-140 Desktop Audio System. It's from Yamaha, and yes, you guessed it, it's another iPod dock. But it's more than just an iPod dock. Of course, it does your iPhone too as well. But it's also allowing other MP3 players with this thing via a USB stick port on the thing, which is really quite cool. Now, it's, you know, like I said, it's going to do your iPod. It's also going to do your 3G iPhone, your 3GS as well as the iPhone 4. And from what I see, it looks very, very sleek. It's actually got an intelligent alarm clock on this thing. It's called an IntelliAlarm. And what it does, it lets you select the audio that you wish to wake up to. And I guess what this thing does is it gradually, when you start slowly waking up, you sound like Bob Dylan, but you slowly start waking up too. And I guess eventually, if you don't get out of bed, I don't know if the thing just blasts or whatever at you or sounds the actual alarm to you, but It is kind of cool. It has three 0.5-inch speakers on the thing. And, honestly, I think one of the things I really, really like about it is it doesn't just accept iPods. There's quite a few other MP3 players out there that are in some cases even better than the iPod. I always go back to the Zune. I think the Zune is a really, really good portable music player. Of course, you got Creative and all that that's out there with MP3 players. And supposedly, this all works with all of them. What I don't like about it, it's $400. $400. It ain't cheap. But we have heard that the sound quality on the thing is really, really good. Actually, compared to Bose, you know, the small little Bose sound system. So, yeah, it's cheaper than a Bose, but still, $400. Yeah, you heard me right. It's available in black, brick, or gray colors. So if it's in your Christmas budget, it might be the gadget for you. Well, that's going to wrap up this installment of Bagel Tech Media. Thank you once again, everybody, for taking the time to tune in and download us. Sorry, we've been on that week hiatus. We've had a very good vacation, at least myself. I've had a good vacation, but it is lovely to be back, and I'm really glad to have you back on board. If it is the first time tuning into the podcast, get subscribed. That's really what you need to do. You can stay up to date on the media tech news that is happening in your world. Just go over to BagelTechMedia.com right now and get subscribed over there for audio or video edition. We're also available in iTunes, which is very convenient for most people, audio and video edition. Also the Zoom Marketplace as well. You can also find us on the various video sites too, like YouTube. You can subscribe to us there. Blip.tv, we're also there. And also Vimeo.com over there at Vimeo. You can get subscribed over there. Whatever convenient for you, just get subscribed, and because it really helps out our sponsor, letting them know that people are actually listening to the podcast. And speaking of our sponsor, I cannot leave them out. Actually, our sponsor, should I say, and that is UK2.net. They provide the web hosting, the bandwidth for this podcast, as well as all the podcasts on the Bagel Tech Network. If you need reliable web hosting and you need it at an affordable, at fantastic price, really, dedicated servers, whatever it may be, I think you're going to be really surprised at the pricing over there at UK2.net. That's UK2.net. What I need you to do, though, is go to BagelTechMedia.com, do the click-through there on the website. That way they know we're sending you and people are actually taking the time to listen to the podcast. Because without them, there's no Bagel Tech Media, there's no Bagel Tech Network. We need UK2.net, and we thank them so much for the support. Also, for their support from the folks over there at Large Software, MakeMyPCNew.com is the place, and our code is POD2. You can get a great deal on bundled software over there right now, and it's basically to speed up your PC and also password management software. Normally $60, you can get it both for $30. MakeMyPCNew.com, POD2. Is their code. Thank you guys for those sponsors. Without them, Bagel Tech Media would. It could not survive. If you want to get a hold of us at the podcast, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/BagelTechMedia. You can also follow me on Twitter as well at twitter.com/KyleSwagger. And also email us. It's never out of the question. I've been really, really behind on email. I'm getting caught up. Got a lot over the holidays, more than I thought I was going to, but I'm getting there slowly but surely. That's at BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. Always love to hear from each and every one of you. Now, once again, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I'll see you later in the week for our second installment, that is, of Bagel Tech Media, because this is your source for everything that's happening in media tech. Head on over to BagelTechMedia.com. You can get some subscribe, should I say, very easy over there. You can also follow...
All right, let's do it again.